Most of us have been in the backyard, the street, or sandlot, playing baseball when we'd step to the plate in the bottom of the ninth in Game 7 of the World Series, bases loaded, two outs, and trailing by 3 runs. Fouling off pitch after pitch to keep faint hopes alive, we knew the next pitch was the one that would change everything. And with Providence stepping in to lend a hand, it did. With a mighty swing of the bat, producing a sound like none before, the next baseball legend was born. And as that ball rose and landed into uncharted distances of any home run ever before, we took the bases and seized the day, Roy Hobbs style. As I've looked back when childhood heroes were made, something peculiar is worth mentioning. Not once had I imagined myself being that World Series hero. Never had I imagined Gary Kaschak as the one hitting a game-winning home run to win the World Series for my New York Yankees. Instead, I could be only Mickey Mantle when it came to baseball. It's just the way it was. Well, the deeper inside story illustrates my unique and unusual relationship with Mickey Mantle. I stress this now to aid in its believability. Although I was introduced to Mickey Mantle when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I'd never met him. I never shook his hand or came any closer to him than from a seat on the mezzanine section of Yankee Stadium. What we had instead was a deeply personal relationship, and one I'd never mentioned to another soul until now. It mattered some when I discovered more about Mickey Mantle and his lifestyle off the field, but it wasn't enough to abandon him. Mickey had never abandoned me when I called upon him at every integral part of my baseball. I carried Mickey on my shoulder at every game as if he had been a shadow. I believed he was guiding me in making the right decisions, and together we were invincible. But as time moved on, I wasn't able to make Mickey proud of me. I failed sometimes. Not in striking out or in making the last out of a game, but in making important decisions involving character and integrity. And while such decisions pale to Mickey Mantle's decisions and admissions, I had no right judging him and wouldn't be one to cast the first stone. I hope you enjoy the journey I've taken with Mickey Mantle. I hope you can identify with its chapter-by-chapter process, for that is what it has been to me. I hope you can feel and understand any emotions I'd felt, the evolution of the story, and its truly remarkable spiritual ending. My further hope is that my personal stories serve to trigger and free your memories of playing baseball all day long and into the night, and help you remember how great it all really was.